The European Union, in its earliest form, to put it at its most simple, was set up to stop the Germans and French from fighting each other. After World War II, they hugged each other so close economically, neither could get an arm free to hit the other. From this grew the EC, which became the EEC, which became the EU. The mantra, ever closer union. It was a natural political idea to have a single currency. The unspoken deal for the different peoples of Europe was your nationality is weakened, but your prosperity is strengthened. But some countries had cooked the books to get into the euro. Their debt was too high, their economies too weak. But the deal held until the 2008 crash and the money ran out. We live lives we can't afford, and now the panic is setting in. And fear is contagious. There is a fund to bail out Eurozone countries, but if you spend too much of it on Greece, and then Italy goes belly up, will you have enough left to save Italy? So should you just cut part of the euro off, Greece, to save the rest of it? But if you do that, the idea of ever closer union is dead. Another problem, the democratic deficit. Paris and Berlin want Greece and Italy to form coalition temporary governments. Why? Because only an interim government would dare to implement the massive social cuts required to bring debts down. After that, the politicians' careers would be finished. These are the dilemmas Europe is struggling with. At the moment, the European dream is a nightmare, with everyone thrashing about and sweating.